Do you want a hibiscus that's a technicolor dream? It's Cajun hibiscus, today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Cajun hibiscus were bred and released by the DuPont Nursery in Louisiana. There are at least 38 fantastic selections featuring colors ranging from bright yellows, pink, red, and whites. Some of the more spectacular are blends, and those with bright eyes. The size of the flowers can be unbelievable, with some blooms having a diameter that can exceed 9 inches. The foliage is dark green and glossy, and provides a nice background to display the colorful blooms. If there was a drawback to this plant, it would be that the flowers generally only bloom for a single day. But there's an upside. These plants will produce flowers almost continually from spring to frost in the fall. In most gardens in Mississippi, Cajun hibiscus will need winter protection. This is an easy task if grown in containers that can be moved ahead of freezing temperatures. To have the best looking hibiscus, be sure the plants don't go through periods of drought. These plants need to have consistent and even watering to maintain the gorgeous flowers. Cajun hibiscus need a readily available supply of nutrients, and most gardeners will find it easier to use water-soluble fertilizers and feed during normal watering. Cajun hibiscus are perfect for adding a tropical flair on a porch or patio. Combined with other tropicals, such as bananas and or canna, which require similar care and management. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman, and I hope you'll join me next time for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.